Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 7. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Can I help you?
Have you got these skirts in green?
Yes. What size do you wear?
Size 8.
Rozmowa druga.
Angie Brown, right?
That's me.
It's a good thing you are at home. I've got mail for you.
Great. I plan to call the post office tomorrow to ask about this letter.
Now you don't need to. Here's your letter. Have a nice day.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Mr. Jacobs, have you checked my homework?
Yes, Lucy. It is very good. You wrote an interesting story. Well done.
Thank you. I spent a lot of time doing it.
I know. And the story is great. And I'm also happy you did the extra task.
Rozmowa czwarta.
I'd like to do something about my hair.
Do you want to cut it short?
No, I like having it in a ponytail.
So I'll start from washing your hair, then I'll cut just about 2 centimeters off, and you will look perfect.
Rozmowa piąta.
Can I take your order?
Can you recommend something light and healthy? I have basketball training in 2 hours, but I'd like to eat something before it starts.
Sure. In my opinion, chicken salad is a good choice for you.
Great. I'll have that.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Can I help you?
Have you got these skirts in green?
Yes. What size do you wear?
Size 8.
Rozmowa druga.
Angie Brown, right?
That's me.
It's a good thing you are at home. I've got mail for you.
Great. I plan to call the post office tomorrow to ask about this letter.
Now you don't need to. Here's your letter. Have a nice day.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Mr. Jacobs, have you checked my homework?
Yes, Lucy. It is very good. You wrote an interesting story. Well done.
Thank you. I spent a lot of time doing it.
I know. And the story is great. And I'm also happy you did the extra task.
Rozmowa czwarta.
I'd like to do something about my hair.
Do you want to cut it short?
No, I like having it in a ponytail.
So I'll start from washing your hair, then I'll cut just about 2 centimeters off, and you will look perfect.
Rozmowa piąta.
Can I take your order?
Can you recommend something light and healthy? I have basketball training in 2 hours, but I'd like to eat something before it starts.
Sure. In my opinion, chicken salad is a good choice for you.
Great. I'll have that.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Josh, it's very hot. Why don't you jump into the sea?
Not now, Mum. I want to fly my new kite. The wind is just right at the moment.
Okay, have fun. I'm going to read my book under that palm tree, if you need me.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Josh, it's very hot. Why don't you jump into the sea?
Not now, Mum. I want to fly my new kite. The wind is just right at the moment.
Okay, have fun. I'm going to read my book under that palm tree, if you need me.
Tekst drugi.
Adam, where is the picture Molly painted for you?
Over there on the floor, next to my desk. I still don't know where to put it. There's a nice place over my desk, but I wanted to have the photo of my football team there.
When Molly visits you and doesn't see her picture on the wall, she'll be really sad.
No, she won't. She'll help me find the right place for it. I'll put the picture in the wardrobe for now. It can stay there until she comes.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Adam, where is the picture Molly painted for you?
Over there on the floor, next to my desk. I still don't know where to put it. There's a nice place over my desk, but I wanted to have the photo of my football team there.
When Molly visits you and doesn't see her picture on the wall, she'll be really sad.
No, she won't. She'll help me find the right place for it. I'll put the picture in the wardrobe for now. It can stay there until she comes.
Tekst trzeci.
Tomorrow is healthy breakfast day, so don't bring sandwiches to school. The school canteen is serving breakfast for all the students. You will have it during the PE lesson, so you don't need your sports clothes either. But remember to pack your brushes and your favourite colours of paint. You are going to make posters.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Tomorrow is healthy breakfast day, so don't bring sandwiches to school. The school canteen is serving breakfast for all the students. You will have it during the PE lesson, so you don't need your sports clothes either. But remember to pack your brushes and your favourite colours of paint. You are going to make posters.
Tekst czwarty.
It's only 3 bus stops from my house. I can meet my friends there even when it rains. Together we go shopping, try on clothes, go to the cinema, and eat the best ice cream in the city. Everything is in one place.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
It's only 3 bus stops from my house. I can meet my friends there even when it rains. Together we go shopping, try on clothes, go to the cinema, and eat the best ice cream in the city. Everything is in one place.
Tekst piąty.
Before we play the number one song in our top 20, we have Michelle on the line.
Hi, I simply love James Yellow's latest album. I even sang his song, Tango Dancer, in your online competition a few weeks ago. For me, he is the best artist of all time. And I can't imagine any party without his music.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Before we play the number one song in our top 20, we have Michelle on the line.
Hi. I simply love James Yellow's latest album. I even sang his song, Tango Dancer, in your online competition a few weeks ago. For me, he is the best artist of all time, and I can't imagine any party without his music.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
See you soon.
Wypowiedź B.
Good morning.
Wypowiedź C.
I saw you yesterday.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
See you soon.
Wypowiedź B.
Good morning.
Wypowiedź C.
I saw you yesterday.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Let's meet at school.
Wypowiedź B.
Today I have 8 lessons.
Wypowiedź C.
Okay, I'll come right after school.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Let's meet at school.
Wypowiedź B.
Today I have 8 lessons.
Wypowiedź C.
Okay, I'll come right after school.
Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Is it a good time for a film?
Wypowiedź B.
Have you watched this film?
Wypowiedź C.
What time does the film finish?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Is it a good time for a film?
Wypowiedź B.
Have you watched this film?
Wypowiedź C.
What time does the film finish?
Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Can I close the window?
Wypowiedź B.
I have cleaned the windows.
Wypowiedź C.
Open the window, please.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Can I close the window?
Wypowiedź B.
I have cleaned the windows.
Wypowiedź C.
Open the window, please.
Zadanie siódme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I'm fine, thanks.
Wypowiedź B.
I like taking pictures.
Wypowiedź C.
I'm not interested.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I'm fine, thanks.
Wypowiedź B.
I like taking pictures.
Wypowiedź C.
I'm not interested.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.